Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman faces a supreme test as evil George Latimer focuses the jagged piece of deadly kryptonite on the helpless Man of Steel.
Everybody's doing it. I mean, everybody's collecting those swell brand new comic buttons you get, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep. And if you're in on the race, you might be the first one in your crowd to collect all 18 buttons in Pep's great new series. The characters on these comic buttons are straight from the latest 20s, pictured in full color on gleaming white backgrounds. Characters like Ma Winkle and Denny Dimwit from the Winnie Winkle Funnies, and Uncle Avery and Auntie Blossom from Gasoline Alley, and the one and only Superman. Everybody's doing it, swapping and trading and trying to complete this latest comic button series. Why, a Pep comic button is just like a badge of membership in the great Pep Button Collectors Club. And here's how you get in. Just open a package of Kellogg's Pep, and you'll find one of the new series of comic buttons to start you off. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But from every package of Kellogg's Pep, collect one of those keen prizes. Always remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And you're in for a big surprise tomorrow, a super exciting offer, something really terrific. Just wait till you hear it tomorrow.
And now the adventures of Superman. Suffering from loss of memory caused by doses of liquid kryptonite forcibly fed to him by Big George Latimer, a dishonest politician, Superman became the star pitcher for a little minor league baseball team. Using the name Bud Smith, he played so sensationally that his contract was purchased by the big league Metropolis Titans. But as he and Shorty Taylor, his manager, boarded a train for Metropolis, Latimer and Al McGuire, a crooked private detective, boarded the same train. Late at night, carrying a lead box about 10 inches square, and accompanied by McGuire, Latimer rapped at the door of Superman's compartment and was admitted by the Man of Steel, who failed to recognize his arch enemy. Latimer opened the lead box, revealing the jagged green glowing kryptonite, which, when brought close to Superman, robs him of all his strength. Affected by the rays, the Man of Steel staggered, then fell to the floor, unable to move. As we continue now, Superman lies helpless, his eyes glazed, as Latimer snaps an order to McGuire. Listen.
Break the window, McGuire. We'll throw him out just before we reach the next town. Then get off in town and go back for him.
Okay, Mr. Latimer, I'll use my gun.
What happened? I feel so strange.
Hurry, McGuire, hurry.
Okay, here
I
goes.
Can't move.
Come on, break it.
This shatterproof glass is awful strong. I'll bust it this time.
Oh, help McGuire. Somebody's at the door.
Oh, strength. Help me up, please.
Somebody must have heard me banging at the window.
Yes, hang it.
Please.
I figured the sound of the train would cover that.
Somebody.
Keep
help
quiet. You might go away.
Mr. Smith!
You hear that, Mr. Latimer? It's the conductor.
This isn't so good.
Mr. Smith!
Somebody.
Mr. Smith!
He's not going away. What do we do?
Only one thing to do. Help We've got to let him in.
But we can't.
We've got to. Otherwise, he'll think something is wrong and break in.
Watch it. Quiet.
One moment, Mr. Conductor. One moment.
Please.
Kryptonite back in its box and shut the lid.
But listen,
do as I say and leave this to me. Hurry.
Okay.
But be careful. That kryptonite burns.
Anything wrong?
Coming, Conductor. Let him in, McGuire. Let me do the talking.
You're the doctor, but I don't like this.
Well, hi.
Feeling better, Smith?
Yes, much better.
I'm in,
Conductor. That's fine. Here, let me help you out.
Thanks. I'm all right now, thanks.
Hey, what happened, Mr. Smith?
Why, I don't know exactly.
He had a sort of fainting spell, Conductor.
Fainting spell?
Fortunately, we were here at the time and could help him. How are you feeling now, Smith?
Well, fine. I can't understand what came over me. All my strength seemed to drain away suddenly, and everything went sort of blank.
Poor chap. I'm certainly glad Mac and I were here.
Yes,
good thing we were here.
Who are you two gentlemen, may I ask?
My name is Latimer, George Latimer, Metropolis. You've probably heard of me.
Can't say that I have.
And this is Mr. McGuire. He's a business associate of mine.
Hi.
These men friends of yours, Mr. Smith?
Why, no. At least I don't think so.
You see, conductor...
Just a minute. May I see your tickets, please, Mr. Latimer?
Tickets?
Yes, your reservations on this train.
Uh-oh. We don't have any.
I thought not. You're the two we're looking for.
What? Looking for
what
us?
Do you mean?
The porter on this car reported seeing two men fighting in the smoking room a little while ago.
Oh, no, we weren't fighting.
Of course not.
You told him your compartment was in the car forward of this one. But it so happens this is the front car. The only thing forward of it's the mail and baggage cars and the engine.
Well, listen...
We knew you didn't belong on this train. We've been hunting you ever since. Now, you'll have to get off the next stop. That's Phillipsburg.
Get off?
Just a moment, conductor. We didn't have time to buy tickets in Gainesville. We barely caught the train. But I'll be happy to purchase tickets and reservations from you.
Sure, sure, any price.
All right, can't do that. This train's filled.
Oh, but
look,
see,
if it will help, I'll be glad to put them up in my compartment, conductor. They can have my bunk. I won't mind sitting up.
Oh, I thank you.
Oh, say, that's mighty decent of you, Mr. Smith.
Not at all.
Sorry, gentlemen, can't do that on the Limited. Company rules say no passenger may ride unless there's sleeping accommodation for him.
Oh, but see here, conductor. It's important that Mr. McGuire and I get to Metropolis as soon as possible. I'll pay our fares. I'll even pay extra.
That ought to do it.
Sorry, Mr. Latimer, but rules are rules. There's a train carrying coaches following us an hour back. You can get on that in Phillipsburg.
Oh, but I can't be delayed an extra hour. I must get to Metropolis as soon as possible on this train.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, now, see here, conductor. I told you who I was.
Look, mister, I don't care who you
are. I happen to be the
are.
Head of the political party now in power in the state. I have friends on the governing board of this railroad. I warn you, if you put me off this train, it'll mean your job.
Better think that over, Mr. Conductor.
I'm not paid to think like that. My job's obeying the rules, and they say nobody rides on the Limited without a sleeping accommodation, no matter who they are.
But
we're getting
you...
into Phillipsburg now. You and your friend will have to get off, Mr. Latimer, or it'll be the duty of myself and my crew to put you off. Now, which will it be?
Guess we'll have to get off, Mr. Latimer.
All right. We'll get off. But you'll regret this, conductor. Come on, McGuire. I'll see you again, Mr. Smith.
I hope so. Awfully sorry, Mr. Latimer.
Superman, Mr. Latimer. What do we do now?
We've got to get to Metropolis first, McGuire. Superman is well known there. If he's recognized and taken a brain specialist, they might be able to restore his memory. If that happens, my goose is cooked.
Yeah, but how are we going to get to Metropolis ahead of him?
I don't know yet. We'll get there. We've got to. Come on.
Where?
I want to talk to that cab driver. Cabby!
Yes, sir? Where to, sir?
Is there an airport in this town?
Sure, we got one.
Good.
But there are no flights scheduled till 6 o'clock in the morning, though. Eastbound.
Uh-oh, that's too late.
Now, wait, McGuire. Look, cabby. Do you know if we could charter a plane to take us to Metropolis?
Well, I wouldn't know. Small town, you know. Pretty small setup out there at the airport.
Take us to the field. Come on, McGuire. And hurry, please.
Okay.
Limited gets to Metropolis at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's worth $1,000 to me if you can get us there ahead of the Limited.
$1,000, huh?
Yes, what do you say?
You got a deal, Mr. Latimer. There's my crate over there. Come on.
Smiling triumphantly, Big George Latimer and Al McGuire climb into the chartered plane behind the pilot. Apparently, Superman's escape from Latimer and the kryptonite was only short-lived. What will happen now? We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, you know how in the mile run, it's the four-minute man who's champ? Well, in the comic button game, the champ is an 18-button man. Sure, 18 of those brand-new series of slick comic buttons that you can collect from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And are these buttons a sight to see? They're all bright colored on gleaming white enamel with pictures of your favorite funny paper characters standing out clear and sharp. characters that are making history in the comic strip world, like Wilmer, for instance, from Gasoline Alley, and Uncle Avery and Auntie Blossom and Superman himself. A regular gallery of comic strip favorites to pin on your jacket or your dress or cap. You'll get a bang out of collecting them all and swapping duplicates with your friends and getting a surprise comic button every time you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. And remember, that's the only way you can get these Pep comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you just keep supplied with Pep, and look for your prize inside every package you open. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And here's a tip-off. Be sure and be around tomorrow to hear the best surprise of your life. Pep's offering you... No, I better keep that secret until tomorrow.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. In his compartment on the Limited, en route to Metropolis, Superman, garbed in pajamas and bathrobe, sits on the edge of his bunk, a deep frown on his face. Shorty Taylor, stocky gray-haired manager and part owner of the Gainesville Colts, who is escorting the sensational pitcher to his new team in Metropolis, has just entered.
Told me you had a fainting spell. I came in on double. You sure you're okay now, Bud?
What? Yes, I'm fine, Shorty.
You must have had too much sun yesterday. It was hot on that old ball field.
No, I don't think it was the sun.
You don't, eh?
No. I think it had something to do with...
With what?
That green glowing stuff those men had.
Green glowing?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about, Bud?
No, it was about the size of a large piece of coal. And it glowed with a strange, deep green light.
What?
Yeah, I've seen it before, Shorty.
Look,
somewhere.
Bud. Look, maybe I'd better try to find a doctor, huh? There may be one on the train.
Wait a minute. I don't need a doctor, Shorty. I've just got to remember. If I could, I'd know.
You'd know what?
Everything. Where I came from and... Wait! That strange green glow. I have seen it before. I saw it. Shorty, I think.
You think what? Now look,
kid. Wait a minute, please. Don't talk to me. I've almost got it. His fists knotted, beads of perspiration standing out on his face. Superman hovers on the brink of memory, on the verge of recalling his name and his past. Will he succeed? If he does, he may save himself from the destruction planned by Big George Latimer, who is speeding closer and closer to Metropolis with the deadly kryptonite. What will happen? Whatever you do, gang, don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Yes, be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. How'd you like to learn about the birds that are around now that the weather is warmer, like the flycatcher and the warbler? Well, start collecting the full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. Get set to collect all 24 in the series and swap duplicates with your friends. And get a colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. Just ask Mom for Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.